And as white people, we even the poorest of the poor, I feel still has a leg up. And it's
Yeah, and the leg up is what I was saying. You still have your whiteness. That's what the term white privilege is. It means that whiteness still gives you an advantage no matter what. White people.
Man, come on, man. Ain't no such thing as no white privilege. Hey, man, that white lady made a good point, man. What? What you talking about? That was a bunch of tomfoolery she's saying, man.
Well, okay.
That woman is foolish. All right, well, listen to what she said. What she said? She said poor white people have a leg up on poor black people. I mean, look at the black neighborhoods. They're actually killing each other. Hey, man, it's true, man, but you're not supposed to say that. Hey, that's a fact now. Don't get mad at me for spitting facts now. Yes. Calm down, liberal. Calm down. Not today, liberal. Statistically speaking,
yeah.
Half the violent crime in this country is committed by 6% of the population.
Yeah.
I'm talking about shoplift. I'm talking about violence. I'm talking about rape and murder.
Yeah.
6% of that crime is committed by 6% of the population. That population is black males.
And that's not a white privilege thing. That's a black thing.
Not today, liberal.
Okay, let's address.
Man, you crazy as hell for saying that.
Okay, look here. Let's address.
White privilege, man.
Let's address the elephant in the room, everybody.
Oprah Winfrey, man. Did y'all know that woman's worth $2.6 billion?
Do you know how many zeros that is?
Just so y'all understand how much money that is.
Yeah.
A billion?
Yeah.
Is 1,000 million. She got two of those and she halfway to the third million. And guess what? Did y'all know she's black?
It's pretty obvious.
How the hell did that happen? How did the racist white man let you get $2.6 billion?
Y'all think white people just saw Oprah back in the early 80s and said, oh, look at the poor black woman.
Look how dark her skin is.
She can't do nothing for herself.
Sitting out trying to breathe all the white man's air. I'm going to give her a job. She can't do nothing for herself. Look at her. She's black.
No. You know how Oprah got that job? Because she worked hard. She made good decisions. She was good at what she do.
Yeah.
She's good at her job. That's why they hired her. They didn't have pity for her.
Yeah, they didn't. She didn't get hired through affirmative action. That woman showed up and answered all that white man's questions and blew the socks off them white people. She said, you know what? I'm going to give this colored woman a chance.
Hey, you think Oprah gonna let white privilege, this false ideology, white privilege, keep her down? She didn't let it stop her.
Yeah, look where she's at. The woman owns her own network.
Yeah, she like, what's that fella's name? The old TBS and
TNT. Ted Turner.
Yeah, she the black version of Ted Turner.
She didn't let no white privilege stop her. She didn't let the white man get in her way. No, no, no. Oprah's a hard worker. She makes good decisions, man. That's how she got to where she was. Nobody gave her anything. She worked for it.
Yeah.
But instead of coming out here preaching to black people to work hard, make better decisions, no. She coming out here pushing this book, talking about how racist America is.
Yeah.
That's why she's pushing this book.
Yeah.
That's why Oprah ain't got enough money yet. And Oprah's smart. This woman's brilliant. You don't make $2.6 billion being stupid and black.
Yeah.
That woman saw what Black Lives Matter doing. Yeah. Black Lives Matter? Yeah. They done raised over $1 billion for these white politicians.
Yeah.
She said, oh, hell no, not today.
Yeah.
That's my money you hold.
She figured, if they can do that, I'm a black woman. Hell, I'm going to victimize my own people.
Yeah, I'm going to get some of this white guilt money.
Yeah. Small business woman.
I ain't going to knock her game, man. That's capitalism. If she sees something that she can exploit to make some money.
Yeah.
But it's evil what she doing.
And it's making black people happy. It's making white liberals happy.
Hey,
everybody's happy.
Hey, Oprah, man. If this country's so racist, how did Obama get elected twice? He beat two white men and an evil white witch named Hillary. How did Obama slip through? Because when I hear the name Barack Hussein Obama, if I'm a white supremacist, I was like, hey, wait a minute. That name don't sound too kosher to my kind. Give me a picture of that boy.
Yeah, it's not like he had a name like Keith Hodge.
Yeah, and just snuck in through the cracks.
Barack Hussein Obama.
White supremacist seen that man coming from a mile away. They knew that man was black. They knew he wasn't white.
Yeah, white people make up 70% of this country.
How'd he win the election, Oprah?
It wasn't even close.
Oprah, answer this question for me, please.
Yeah.
As smart and as intelligent as you are.
And successful.
And successful, the black Ted Turner. How the hell is the highest grossing act of 2019
a black man? Yeah, I'll give you a hint. The dude's in the gym and he making all kinds of gains. I'll give you another hint.
Yeah, don't tell him his name, man.
Yeah, I'll give you another hint. He is solid as a rock.
Answer this question for me, there, Miss Ted Turner.
I got another question for you.
How's the highest grossing comedian a black man?
Yeah, I ain't gonna tell you his name. I'll give you a hint.
Give him a hint, man. Don't give him his name, man.
Yeah. He a grown man, but he shops in the kids department.
And his wife is a foot taller than he is. And she is fine.
Did he say, oh, man, look at me, I'm black.
Yeah, I'm short.
I'm short.
I got a shop in the kids department. Look how little my feet are. I wear a size 4 shoe. My wife's foot taller than I am.
Yeah,
everybody think I'm in junior high. Everybody think I go to elementary school.
Nah, did he let that stop him? Look at him. Yeah. Dude's successful. You know why? Because he worked hard. He made good decisions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the key to being successful in America. It's not about your skin color.
It has nothing to do
about
with
how hard you work. It's about decisions you make.
Y'all act like white people don't have to apply for credit.
Oh, I just give you the card. You ain't got to apply for credit.
Yeah, you what? You just show up to a job. What's your name? Tom Smith? You Irish, right? You're hired.
I mean, they jump through the same hoops as everybody else. How come the richest demographic in this country is not white?
Yeah.
It's Indian. Now, I'm not talking about Blackfoot Native American Indian.
Yeah.
Chief Blackfoot. I'm talking about Red Dot India.
Yeah, the highest.
They are, like, they're darker than I am. Yeah. How are they the richest demographic in this country? Yeah. Why? Because they make good decisions. I don't think I've ever seen a homeless person from India in America. Nope. They're real big on education and self-accountability.
Yeah.
Nigerians is a richer demographic in this country.
You know why? They ain't got that black American mentality. They haven't been enslaved by our media. They come from a different country, and they see the opportunity we have here, and they've made the most of it.
I've noticed a lot of black doctors, since you talk to them, like, oh, he ain't from America.
Yeah.
You could tell he's from Africa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just so sick and tired of all this white privilege. How come annually you got millions of immigrants down south, Latinos,
trying to come here?
Trying to come here. I mean, they...
Well, they got the KKK and Nazis waiting for them.
Right? And they're not coming from Tijuana, Mexico, right there at the border of America.
Yeah.
They're coming from thousands of miles away. Not on a truck. They walking. Hundreds of immigrants die each year trying to come to America.
Yeah, because they know this is the land of opportunity. If they can just get here, they risking that life and limb to get here because they know there's more opportunity in this country than anywhere else on this globe. And y'all keep preaching to black Americans how racist and how inferior black people are because of their skin color.
Tell me, you make
me sick to my stomach. I feel like I'm going to puke all over, Keith.
Don't do that, man. Look, tell me one country on this planet that's better to be a black man than being, you know what I'm saying?
Black man or black woman.
To be a black man.
Yeah.
Okay? Tell me one country that's better than the U.S. to be a black man.
Just one.
We could be waiting all day. There ain't none. You know why? Because this is the best country. Not only on this planet, in this damn universe.
Yeah.
Without this country, Hitler will be still living.
And on top of that, man, the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. He's not a what, man.
Brother looks like me.
He light-skinned.
He light-skinned, though. He got that light-skinned privilege.
Go to officialharshtwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again. Yeehaw.